hey, it is what it is. I don't like it. They're not part of our community. They don't, I think it was you, Mr. Witt, somebody made the comment about people from Texas, they don't care how fast they go. They don't care. I have stopped. There's a certain hill right by where Ruth Jones used to live, and she passed away. But there's a pretty good little hill there. Again, road and bridge, we know it's an issue. I've stopped there to stop people to flag while you guys are doing work. I topped that hill. There's two young ladies, 17-ish, 18-ish, walking in the middle of the road, and I had to slam on my brakes to keep from hitting them. I wasn't even speeding. I know that hill's an issue. I went slow to go over it so I can see over my hood and over the hill. And they kind of frantically did this and kind of ran off to the side. I don't know how many times I've stopped and I said, hey, guys, this is not a safe road. This is not a tourist area. And I've been yelled at. I've been cussed out. Don't tell me what to do. All those things. So I've had people drinking and driving their golf carts up and down Jones Road and 86. And again, I say all that. I understand. The only solution that I can come up with, did somebody ask about what can we do? I can't afford to buy every single piece of property up and down Jones Road. I don't like it. It's just part of where we live and what we've dealt with. I'm sure my grandparents dealt with the same thing in the 40s and 50s whenever people started moving in during the 60s and 70s. I don't know the answer. So all that being said, I think we have a few different issues. One, I think we have some traffic concerns. That is something that the county is blessed mm-hmm. with because of tourism. You know, somebody made a comment about paying taxes. We operate solely on sales tax. When you pay your personal property and real estate taxes, none of that goes to the county. That all goes to your school districts or whatever the different entities are. We operate solely on sales tax. I did the math one time, and I think if we each family in here spend around $20,000 on goods and services within the county that's taxable, that means you get about $200 worth of road and bridge services, and that's it. So whenever people make, and I'm not being mean, but when people make the comment, I pay my taxes, right? You get $200 worth of services. That's it. That's all. Throughout the entire county, you get $200. You call the sheriff's department, you can call them maybe one time. Obviously, that's not, but you understand what I'm saying. So because of the tourism, we have a lot of dollars. We have a lot of infrastructure. But in that area, I think we've made some improvements. I know sewer went down there and put in sewer in the last few years. But
the flooding area that talked about, would you have a...
We've been dealing with the Army Corps of Engineers. I don't care to say it publicly because I say it to their faces. For how many years? 10, 12? Yeah. Trying to get that where the water comes over? We've been trying to get that raised for years. I think we finally have some...
I think we have a plan.
We finally get it, and they gave us some permission. We have to, where we take out or we add, we have to take out. So then we have to find somebody that's willing to... It's a whole mess. We think we've got a deal done to where we can improve that. Traffic calming devices. That's your signage. That's your speed bumps, those types of things. There's a lot of studies that show that speed bumps, they work and they don't work. I'm fine with looking through that area and slowing people down. Guardrails. I know with the Wiz, he mentioned he could put in a guardrail. Don't know that was really well received, but we're going to fix some of the other issues with the rock and some of the undermining of the road, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we have that. I'm fine with putting, and I apologize, I don't remember who was in the corner here. Sir, what was your name?
Right there.
So, guardrail. Be more than happy to look at putting in a guardrail that probably doesn't fit within the quote-unquote...
aesthetics.
Well, not, no, the traffic road standards. The traffic road standards. But...
Yeah.
If it's a safety issue, I don't have a problem at all putting a guardrail there that's going to keep somebody from coming through there. We've done it in other areas. I know off of Bee Creek Road we've done it.
Yeah, my driveway's right there, too.
So, again, I think we have two or three different issues here, though. We have some safety concerns. It deals with infrastructure that has nothing to do with this development. Is it going to add to it? Yes. But anything that goes in anywhere is going to add to it. And then we have the Rocky Shores issue. The Rocky Shores issue, Ron, I've met with you multiple times. I've met with a lot of people out there multiple times. my understanding was is Emerald Point was going to be the source for them to be able to get in and out. That got shut down by Emerald Point, so now they're using a public road. We can't shut down a public road. That'd be like us trying to shut down Highway 65 or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean. I say there's three different issues. It's normal to try and combine all those. I don't know that we can combine those, but I think it's good to have discussion on how we can fix the issues that we can fix. Yes, sir.
Our roads in Tuggeranong are code membership. Our roads are private.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can't use that road to go out, then they cannot drive through our area to get out.
If it's flooded, you mean?
Yes.
My assumption, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that that was understood.
Yeah, no, that's definitely understood.
Okay, so they won't be able to come in, and they won't be able to go out.
Once again.
I mean, it sounds kind of maybe dumb or whatever, but what if you were to create put a stop sign and create an intersection of some sort to slow it down? You know what I mean?
That's not a bad idea.
It'd be annoying as hell.
Right. As long as we put it on the other side of your house.
Yeah, look at it the other way. If it keeps somebody getting killed,
injured.
Sure. Like guys, I'm telling you. I know I harp on it. I am so concerned. Similar issue, except for it's not as populated. It's not as, Jones Road is not very densely populated. And there's people walking up and down, holding hands, taking up the whole. I saw a guy touch the fence one time, barbed wire or electric fence. I'm like, you idiot. What are you doing touching the? Didn't know. They're not from around here. And they touched the fence and they're trying. All kinds of issues. And I'm scared to death somebody's going to get killed. And then I'm also concerned that it's going to be my son, who I harp on daily, don't be speeding through here. Speed limit's 35. Again, not to... I told him, I go, son, I can make the speed limit 5 miles an hour if you really want me to. Can I not? Well, we can.
I was going to say we.
We can. We can. I can't, but we can. But you understand my point. So I am. I have the same concerns. Stop sign. I don't have a problem with that at all. If the road standards and everything, again, there's other liabilities, all kinds of issues. But we could have I wouldn't mind at all having an engineer tell us, hey, what we can and can't do, and legal get into it as well. Yes, sir.
That's a factor. If we would put a stop sign at the main entrance to Clevenger Cove Branch and at the dock road or the branch road, what would that do for the county? Would you all be willing to do that?
So typically, you try not to, which that is a fairly major intersection, typically you try not to stop the main traffic route. Because you do actually create more issues by stopping the main roads if not pressed.
You slow them down.
You can slow them down, but you can't stop them.
That little speed limit thing you've got there.
So if you
stop the ticket, that would help.
So if you put a stop sign on an area that doesn't have good cycles, you create more issues. So there is a little thing to look at. You just don't stop that.
But it is something we'd be willing to talk to engineers and obviously, and I understand Mr. Fingerbinder's point, the county would pay for that. There's no expectation for any citizen to pay anything as far as improvements on our roads, in our right of way.
And it would be a pain for me because I live right there on that corner.
I said that's the other thing is a lot of people, we want this, we want that. It's always funny, the people that, hey, we want more sheriff presence, and then they're the ones that get the tickets, and then they get, well, we really don't want that much sheriff presence. It happens every time.
Well, this really just boils down to safety. And safety is a... You know, I worked for the government for 20-some years, and that's all we ever did talk about was safety, how to keep somebody safe, and to try to be proactive, to do things to prevent it, not wait till it happens.
Oh.
Because it's going to happen.
I mean, that's MoDOT's mentality. MoDOT won't do anything until somebody gets hurt.
Doubt about it. You see a truck flying through there, and a kid or whoever might be driving a golf cart, even though we know that's not supposed to be on the road. But there's a lot of things that aren't supposed to be on the road.
Right.
They come zipping through there and flop.
No, I get it.
It's scary.
Buses, you know, can we put up signs that say...
Buses, dump trucks going up to the top of the hill?
Don't know that we can stop dump trucks, but as far as buses, I wonder if we can't put up signs that, hey, you know, buses, no turnaround, available, buses, you know, no, local traffic only. I mean, there's some signs that we can put up. Now they're going to listen. What's that song from the 70s? Signs, over signs.
Yeah, long hair.
I mean, yeah.
But it's maybe still something to be proactive of some sort. But whether these houses go in or not.
I say, can we agree that those are separate issues from the development itself, though? Can we agree that those are separate issues from the development itself? I say from the development, from the 13 houses, the 13
lots. Well, if you could lighten the traffic up, isn't there another possibility for that rocky bridge or rocky whatever it is up there at the top of ugly black things, for them to have access out to the road from up there?
Emerald,
that would lighten your traffic up tremendously.
My understanding is Emerald Point, I can't speak to that because I don't have that much intimate knowledge, but my understanding is that's all privately owned by Emerald Point.
Yes, privately owned. Dollars talk.
What'd you say? I'm sorry?
Dollars talk. People sell property all the time, obviously.
Well, and public road is a path of least resistance.
Yes. Yep. But you said yourself, we're fortunate to have all this revenue from tourism.
Got to take the good with the bad. Sometimes, hey, I got to hear Garth Brooks from my
own
porch three times.
So moving forward, Carl, is this something, an immediate timeline, is something you request to vote on today? Is this something that we can do public say? I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to appease and get public input. I know we've had a lot of public input this morning.
Yeah.
I try to address some things moving forward.
Fair enough. I think that's what I was trying to say is I'm willing to, yes, I do. I don't know that, if I'm being honest, I don't think punting is going to do anything. So I would request a decision today. However, I would say that as part of the decision, if the commission were to consider approval, I'm fine with putting it into the 10. Again, I'll just recap it. I think it's real simple. Right now I can do 13. If it gets approved and the limitation is 10, that actually limits what the concerns.
What does that do? Are. So I know we have county sewer. I'm assuming close to that area.
Yes, there's county sewer that goes close, pretty close.
So sewer's a non-issue. We wouldn't put septic tanks in anyways for those 13 homes. What about the water? Would you put in 13 separate wells?
Where's the sewer?
There's sewer. There's actually a manhole right out front. There's some off-site improvement that I have to do with Taney County Sewer to bring it on.
Onto you. Okay.
Yeah, with Brad. But it is there.
So there is sewer, but but the water.
Yeah, originally.
So currently you could, I mean, there's 13 lots. Would you put in 13 wells? Would you put in, what would you do with the 10?
So if.
Or less.
So if. So here's to answer that. If I were to sell this off as 13 lots, and just if the owner just wanted to sell off the lots, he could do wells. There'd be 13 different wells. He could do up to 13 wells. You could do share well too, but the owner would have the freedom to do 13 separate wells that are non-state approved, meaning they're depth or not. You don't have to go through DNR to approve it. If we get the 10 unit. Which is part of the goal here is to get a 10-unit development. It would be all on one single well that is state approved. So then you have to go through the Department of Natural Resources, and they test your casing depth and all that kind of stuff. And so it would be a state approved well if we did the 6 to 10 units. Whereas if we just sold them off 13, it would be 13 individual wells. Could be up to it.
That'd actually be a requirement under the R3 to have centralized water.
Yeah. Okay. So the requirement R3 makes you have centralized one single well or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me again, I don't mean to be ignorant. You're putting more restrictions on yourself.
So if it goes from
R1 to R3, you're putting more restrictions on yourself. What is the purpose for putting the restrictions?
It's
because of the lot lines.
Correct. So, density.